Honduran labor leader Vanessa Zepeda was kidnapped and later killed in the capital city of Tegucigalpa after leaving a union meeting in early February, adding to the growing number of opposition leaders that have been killed this year. According to the news magazine In These Times, Zepeda was an active member of the National Front for Popular Resistance, which has refused to recognize the military-backed government of President Porfirio Pepe Lobo, who was elected in January. Zepeda disappeared right after a meeting at the bottling plant Union Hall to discuss devising a joint labor strategy to fight President Lobo. Since the military coup last June that deposed President Manuel Zelaya, over 40 members of the resistance have been killed, half of them labor activists. Gilda Batista of the Honduran human rights group Refuge Without Limits observed that the killing of activists sends a message to the resistance that union members will be murdered if they meddle in the political arena. 7 Honduran journalists have also been killed in recent weeks. Illinois Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky has called for the U.S. State Department to investigate the growing wave of killings and to delay recognition of the Lobo government unless the violence ceases. The Nation magazine reports that a deep layer of corruption has tainted the supply network for U.S. military operations in Afghanistan. The corrupt enterprise involves two fuel contracting companies, Red Star Enterprises and MENA Corporation, which were awarded no-bid fuel contracts at Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan and Manas Air Base in Kyrgyzstan. The companies are controlled by retired U.S. Army officer Chuck Squires, who in the late 1990s worked as defense attaché at the U.S. Embassy in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan. After the 9/11 terror attacks, the Central Asian nation of Kyrgyzstan gained military strategic importance for the U.S. and NATO-led war in Afghanistan. Red Star had strong connections with the Kyrgyz president, Askar Akayev. When the little-known company won the fuel contract, President Akayev's family received millions of dollars in subcontracts with Red Star. In 2005, Akayev was removed from office by massive street protests known as the Tulip Revolution. The new president, Kermanbek Bakiev, claimed to be a reformer but engaged in the same type of corrupt practices as Akayev. The fuel contracts were overseen by the president's son, Maxim. Officials in the new interim government in Kyrgyzstan, who replaced Bakiev after his government was overthrown in April, says Red Star was paying off Bakiev's son. Adil Brasilov, the new government's chief of staff, accused the U.S. government under Bush and Obama of essentially bribing the Kyrgyz ruling family. First it was Akayev, and then it was Bakiev. Chevron has filed a federal lawsuit against documentary filmmaker Joe Berlinger. His 2009 film Crude explores a $27 billion lawsuit against the energy giant for oil pollution in the Ecuadorian Amazon. Chevron wants access to 600 hours of uncut footage left out of the movie. Berlinger is fighting the motion, saying it is a violation of his right to free speech, and compares the uncut footage to a reporter's unpublished notes. Chevron insists uncut footage would help explain events relating to the class action lawsuit now being heard in Lago Agrio, Ecuador. Berlinger insists Chevron's motion would violate confidentiality agreements he made with indigenous Ecuadorians and employees of Chevron. The filmmaker says these agreements were required to gain the trust of key subjects in the documentary. Berlinger concluded, "If Chevron is successful in getting a journalist to turn over a work in progress, it would have a chilling effect on this kind of documentary making in the future." This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Liz Becker.